Welcome back. In this video, we're going to start the process of creating sequences. And we're going to go to the link that says sequences. What we're then going to do is click new sequence. We're going to give that sequence a name. We're then going to click create sequence. The first thing you're going to notice is that you have sample content inside of the first email. And so basically what you're going to do is you're going to write out the sequence and the emails that you want to be inside of that sequence. Once you have all of the emails that will be inside of your sequence or series, you're then going to start to edit the elements of each one of those emails. So for example, you're going to determine when you want the email to be sent. And what you can do inside of a sequence, of course, is the very first email, you can make it so that it's sent immediately. You can also make it so that there is a filter for this email. So for example, we can add in a specific sequence for this email. We can select an individual based on forms, sequences, tags, or products. And just as we did with the broadcast email, we can go inside of the WYSIWYG editor. We can add in certain contexts which we can personalize. And we can personalize based on the subscriber's tags. And you'll see that we have in here our sequence where we can put our content in according to the subscriber tag. Once we have each email, what we're going to do is we'll then want to preview the email. And once it's ready, you'll close it out. And what you can then do when the email is ready, you can change the status of that email and make it so that it is published or saved. Then your first email will be ready to go. You'll then want to start working on the second email in the series. Now, by default, that email goes out one day after the first email has been sent. Now, ConvertKit requires that we save all the emails before we can start previewing our other emails. And basically, once we've completed our edits, we can set the email to be published. And we're going to do that for the other two emails. Once we do that, we'll then click Save. Now what we're going to do here is stop the video, and we're going to pick it up from the settings of the sequence. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.